Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast.
Ah, hello. I dropped my phone right when you press play. I don't know why I'm nervous right now.
Why would you be nervous?
I don't know. I just feel like awkward.
I don't understand.
I don't know. It's like we haven't been doing this, I guess, because someone at my school found the shid.
Oh.
And so I'm like, I mean,
don't hold back. Are they even listening to it like that?
Yeah.
They are?
They listen to all of the episodes, I think.
That's kind of scary.
They told me today. They started quoting the first episode, and I was like,
maybe we can restrict them.
Can you?
Yeah, we can.
How?
And we just then it won't be like an open thing and people can't listen to it.
No, no, no.
There'll be no more uploads to iTunes. It'll just be restricted to commasandperiods.com.
I mean,
whatever. Too late. You already said fuck that.
Done.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm over being nervous.
If you're listening to this podcast, we say the word fuck all the time, okay? And we don't give a shit. You understand? Pussy lips. Because that's something that we can say too. Not when Fred comes in the house, though.
Pretty sure that's not Fred.
Oh, that probably is. Probably is, actually. Yeah. No, it's all okay. It's all good. It's okay.
Enjoy that little music breakdown.
Rasta, man.
Jamming.
I know that I had told you earlier, like, we were going to, like, be uploading certain days, and my bad for not doing it over the weekend.
Yeah, so we're supposed to be uploading every Sunday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
If we don't, blame Brenton. Yeah, he don't even got anything to say because he knows it's his fault.
if we don't upload on Sunday or Wednesday, then we'll upload the following day. So
Monday and Thursday.
Yeah. So you guys will get a new episode. You get two episodes in 1 week.
Two episodes a week.
Yeah, I think that's what they want, right? That's what the people want.
That's what the people want.
Yeah.
That's
what these motherfuckers listen for. Sorry.
Yeah.
I really need your dad to go upstairs.
Anyways, my party this past weekend.
That was lit. Your party was lit.
It was so lit. Brenton, tell him how lit it was.
It was lit. The lights were all on in the house, and you know, the electricity bill is probably going to be a little high. You know,
we had the windows open. We had glow sticks.
Had the windows open and the air conditioner running. It was hot as hell up in this house.
Super hot in here.
Yeah,
but Brenton, it was fun. Brenton got very, very drunk. I already said it. Very drunk. Brenton was so drunk he was letting people hug him. He was hugging people.
See,
he was petting people.
See, this is where I gotta draw it, because
stroking hairs.
I think that you're lying.
No. I wish.
If you guys don't have video, then there's no
fine
proof.
I'm sure there's video somewhere. Look at all the snaps. I don't know, I saved them all.
I saw one. The one with Kyle. That was crazy.
Yeah,
was,
and you were like, Kyle, you deserve all the respect.
I don't, to be honest, after we play Rage Cage, that's when I like blacked out. Hey, shout out to Mo. Tahir, Mo is chill.
Who the feck is Mo? Oh,
yeah. That's Tahir's friend. Shout out to Mo if Mo's
is
listening
to this. Is
that a
girl or a boy?
She's a girl.
Don't know her.
She's the Asian chick that was here.
Oh, never met her.
She's really cool.
Tahir's friends came to my birthday party.
Mo was the only one that was talking.
And none of them told me happy birthday.
Sorry, Heaven. Sorry.
Lauren and the one girl she came with in the first place, they told me happy birthday. No. No, they didn't.
I saw them both tell you happy birthday.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
That's beside the point.
They didn't speak to
Anyways,
me at all.
Anyways, shout out to Lauren.
Lauren.
It was really nice seeing you this weekend.
It was great seeing you.
If you listen to this podcast, come and be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We want you to be on the podcast.
We don't have... Yeah.
Yeah, we got some shit to talk about.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to talk about what you said to her.
What did I say to her?
When she was leaving. No, it's not. And it's not for the podcast.
What did I say?
No, it's okay.
Oh, shit. What did I say to her?
It doesn't matter.
No. I was sober when she left.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No.
Because Tahir left with her.
Okay, what did you remember telling her?
I don't remember anything. Exactly. What did I tell her?
Doesn't matter. We'll talk about it after.
Why?
Because in case anyone else is listening to this, I don't want them to...
Who's anybody else?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, Brenton then proceeded to puke all over the floor and lay in it.
I did not puke all over the floor. I puked in one tile, okay? One tile.
That your face was on.
But this was after I had threw up already. Like, I had the taste in my mouth, and I just wanted to spit, and I guess I wanted, you know, just
no, you were doing more than spitting.
it wasn't a whole lot, okay?
What made me mad, though, and like, his face was in it.
I woke up the next morning, and I'm already, like, a clean, like, I don't like germs, okay? My face was flat
on the ground.
On the ground.
Yep, it was.
My arm was...
I tried to wake him up several times. I had
chunks of stuff all on my arm. It was all wet and...
Tried to wake him up several times. He wasn't having it.
Yeah, shout out to Gino and Jimmy for coming through. Although,
Oh, yeah, we tried to wake him up late, for Brenton. We tried to wake Brenton up for Jimmy and Gino.
I wasn't having it.
He wasn't having it.
Wasn't having it.
In fact, you moved from the chair that you were sitting on onto the ground.
I was sitting in a chair?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, never again. I'm done.
So next time I have a party, you guys better come because obviously it gets lit.
Yeah, I think I'm done. I've had my time. No. This is the second time that I've gotten.
Okay, relax.
Something flew in my mouth.
Yeah, I know. There's a bug flying around.
See, reminds me of that video. Really happened that day?
What the fuck was that?
I'm tired of this country, motherfucker. Oh, it's a good man.
Yep.
Anyways,
exactly.
The second time that I've been that drunk. Yeah.
Really?
The first time
I've
was
been that drunk twice.
Huh?
I've been that drunk twice.
Oh, you have actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kata's party.
Yeah, that was pretty bad because Anthony was going to let me die.
Hey, stop talking. He was like, I'll let you die.
I was literally, my head was back and I was throwing up into my own mouth. People have died that way.
It was legit funny. When we went out after you had, you know, Exorcist all up in Kata's room on his floor and everybody was up in there trying to clean it up like it was, I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad, but everybody was like moving around like it was like the most terrible thing ever. And then we go outside and you're like slumped in the chair, like not even normal, like your face was in the arm, like you were just like slumped over. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And Anthony's sitting there talking to you, babe. I don't know what else he was saying, yeah. But yeah, he was motivating, coaching.
coaching me through my vomit session.
Yeah. Yeah, that was insane. That was intense.
It was good times.
And then your second time was at Brianna's
house. Yeah. That was the one at Kata's house. That was years ago. I was just turned 21.
That was his like sophomore year. Was that sophomore year in college?
So I wasn't 21 yet?
I don't know.
I was definitely 21.
It had to be 21. So a sophomore or junior, one of those two.
It's illegal to drink when you're not 21. So
yeah, this is true.
Definitely 21.
Yes.
Anyway, and then this at Brianna's house, that was most recent. And when I say recent, I mean it was
like a couple months ago, maybe like 3 months ago. But it's all good because Brianna is the shit. So
yeah,
yeah,
she's a real one.
Yeah,
being okay.
Shout out to Brianna.
Shout out to Brianna.
Brianna and Sharis, because Sharis came through.
Sharis did come through.
Swag.
So did
she came
Alex.
Through.
Alex is the cousin's name.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Alex. Alex came through, too.
He wants to be on the podcast. Do you remember promising him that he could?
I was going to bring out the mics. I remember that, because Brianna was like, let's podcast. And I was like, y'all down to really do this?
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened after that.
She came up to me and she said, I think Brent is trying to podcast right now. He's going, I think he went to his room to get the mics. Don't let him. And I was like, oh,
what?
Okay.
I thought they wanted to do it. They
but
were
then
playing
she was
me.
Like, he went upstairs. And I was like, oh, well, the mics are in his room, which are downstairs. So.
I went upstairs.
And you were up there for a while.
What?
Anyone else hate that sound?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember going upstairs. How did I make it up the stairs?
I don't know, but you did.
Without making an ass of myself.
And then later on, when everyone was leaving, we knocked on your door. When Brianna and them were leaving, we knocked on your door, and you and Serena were sitting in there. And you guys were like, no, wait, we're talking. And I was like, what? And I was like, how come I wasn't invited to talk? And you were like, sometimes I want to pour my heart out to you, Heaven, but I think you'll judge me.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And that got me thinking. A few people think, like, I've had a few people tell me that, or tell someone, and then someone told me that people think that I would judge them for stuff. Am I a judgmental person?
To be honest, I don't think so. I don't know why I would say that when I was drunk.
Apparently you do. But because
the tell the truth when you're drunk.
Drunk words are sober thoughts.
This is true. This is true. I don't know. I don't feel like you judge people. I think that you're the most brutal honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your whole family is kind of brutal honest. Not Rain. Yeah. Rain is the most brutal honest.
Rain's more than brutal honest. Like, brutally honest.
She tries to, like, dig into your soul.
She wants to hurt your feelings.
Yeah. She wants to crush your spirit, you know, send you down a spiraling hole.
Yeah.
Of alcoholism.
And maybe dope. That's where I'm at right now.
Maybe dope. Did you guys close the garage? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I must be judgmental, though, because more than one person has told me that.
I try not to be judgmental. I mean, sometimes you just can't help it.
I don't think I'm judgmental, though. Like, I don't know. Maybe I am.
And if
I don't have a right to be, especially at this point in my life.
To be honest, I think that everyone thinks that the other person is judgmental because it's just in their head.
They're judging themselves.
Yeah, they're judging themselves. And they think if they go to say something to somebody else, and they're going to be judgmental towards them, I guess.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So it may not necessarily... I don't think you're... Well, according to my sober self, I don't think that you're judgmental, but my... when I'm drunk...
Your drunk self said, don't tell heaven
don't
shit.
Don't speak to heaven. Don't say shit to her.
She going to tell everybody all your business. It's true. I am. I'm going to tell everybody.
That's so strange. I can't believe that all happened. I remember being in a hallway.
Yeah.
Who were we in the hallway with? Brianna and all of them?
Alex okay. And
yeah. I want to apologize to anybody that's listening to this podcast if I seem a little racist during the events that happened.
What the fuck?
Sometimes I could be. I remember Amari and Will trying to holler at Sharers.
Yeah.
And I was being like overly protective of her. I'm like, don't fuck with Sharers. Like, I'll fuck y'all up.
Jeez.
Yeah, I wasn't playing because they niggas.
That's for sure.
I gotta make sure the Sharers is cool.
That's true.
You know, anybody fucking with
Brenton
Sharers?
Got your back, Sharers.
Yeah.
He got you, girl.
But yeah, that was a fun night. I'm glad everybody had a good time. Don't take
care of you, Sharers. Yeah, it was a good time. I had fun. I feel like everyone else didn't have fun, but I don't know. I had so much fun. That's what I don't know.
You mean who?
I don't know, like anyone. I feel like no one had fun.
I think Brianna and her people had fun.
They were like sitting down the whole time, though.
Tahir, did Joe people have fun? I don't know if they were into it too much.
They didn't have fun?
They did. Oh, good, good.
Sure, they did.
I think they had fun based off of Will's. They weren't here long enough to like, have extra fun, but they said it was cool. Like Kyle Snapchats and everybody else's. It looked like everybody was having a good time. Yeah. Every goddamn time you try to podcast, these fucking cats want to play with the baby shit. Hold on.
That would be my cat.
Yeah.
Christmas. Marie Holly. Nope, that's not her name. Her name is Marie Christmas Holly, not Christmas Marie. Anyways, this episode's too serious.
It's not serious.
I haven't made one single joke yet. And I didn't even do a intro song. So...
What is that? I don't know.
Does
that make it serious because you didn't get an intro song yet?
Yeah.
And a joke yet?
I haven't told a joke. Comment in the comments below.
Okay. Party at our house this weekend. No, I'm joking.
No, thank you.
Actually, I was telling everybody that we're having a Halloween party, so now we have to actually have one.
Okay.
And that's fine. Damn, that's next month.
It's going to be lit because everyone's coming. Your friends, my friends, Lorini's friends, Rain's friends.
Oh shit, we have Lorini.
We're having a straight
too?
Up house party. We're gonna have a block party. We're shutting this shit down.
Hey, this is our last time in this house, right? Might as well.
Yeah, I'm moving. If anyone's looking for a roommate, hit me up because I'm moving. We have to move
to
in December.
Honest, I am not looking forward to moving.
I am.
Rent is really cheap. It's like far as hell.
Rent is fucking cheap. It's $300. If anyone wants to move in.
No, not just anybody. Are we putting that out there? We are not accepting the applications.
Sure we are.
No, we ain't.
It's not me. I'm accepting applications to move with me somewhere else.
Well, I was planning on doing that, but
said just now that you are not wanting to.
Well, I don't know, because we don't know what the plans are going to be for this. Like, everybody's undecided on what they're going to do.
I'm decided. I'm moving.
Okay, well, goodbye.
Did we have anything to talk about in this episode?
There's a couple of topics that we have listed. Let's go on one because
meatballs. Nope, that's my shopping list for the party.
What the hell?
So sorry.
I wanted to talk about, put this down here because somebody called me a racist the other day.
Well, you are.
I'm not a racist. I just don't like people. Okay.
Okay.
There's a big difference. Okay. I didn't say I don't like a group of folks. I don't like people in general.
Yeah.
Okay. They're annoying. I don't like them. They get in my way when I'm trying to go somewhere. Like when you see me walking down somewhere, don't stand in front of me. You know, I think.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, if we're both walking.
Yeah.
Okay. Move out of my way. You know,
they can sense you behind them.
I'm God. Okay. We covered this in the last podcast.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't really get upset with people that text and walk at the same time, like they're texting and they're walking. But if you see somebody texting and walking, your head's up and you're looking, why would you walk right in, like you're going to run into them?
Yeah.
Like you see that they're distracted, low-key.
Right.
Taking, yes, my fault. I shouldn't be using my phone while I'm walking, but I'm not walking in the street.
Right. No, yeah. I think if
that's
if
annoying.
That's like a car seeing another car like coming straight at them, and instead of being like, oh, let me move out of the way.
I'm not
going to
move.
I'll just, you know, fucking let them hit me. I want them to.
It's an asshole move, and this is why I don't like people. Now, this might sound a little racist. Actually, I'm not going to say it. But they're every group of people, okay, has.
And if you have a thought of what group he's talking about in your head right now, you're racist.
We all have our flaws, okay? Don't deny it.
Not me.
No one group of folks
perfect.
Okay.
Not one group. Oh, no, not, yeah. not a group of people. No, just me specifically. Heaven is perfect. No, you're right. She's garbage. Wow.
I didn't say that either. Okay, calm down. Relax. I'm just saying that every group has their flaws, okay?
And there's one group of people that aren't good at driving, and it's Brenton's. Browns. Brown-skinned people.
Well, they are brown-skinned people, but I'm not going further with that.
I was just making a joke. I actually don't believe there's another group of folks.
Let's continue with this.
You're about to say women?
No. Oh. There's another group of folks that, you know, make it difficult for another group of folks to actually live in society. Just saying, you know?
Oh.
This is why they don't like certain people.
Black people.
I wasn't calling out specific races, Heaven. What's wrong with you?
I'm like every race in the book, so I can't be racist. Don't you hate when people say stuff like that? I am Mexican, so I can't be racist.
Yeah.
I am black, so I can't be racist.
I say that all the time. Like, how can I?
Against your own people?
That's what one of my friends told me. He said, you racist against your own kind. Like, I can't be racist against my own kind.
Absolutely,
you
can.
I can dislike some people that are within my race.
Yeah.
Because they, like I said earlier, they make it difficult
for
people
the rest
like
of us.
Me to, you know. Mm-hmm.
You're saying is the niggas make it hard for the Oreos.
I'm not a fucking Oreo.
I don't believe that there's an West acting Side. A certain race, so I hate when people say stuff like, oh, why are you acting white? That's stupid.
No, you can definitely act white.
No, you cannot.
Hi, where are your bathroom towels?
Bathroom towels?
See?
That's a white people thing only.
Where are your washcloths? I need Charmin 3-ply, please. I don't know if white people talk like that.
Brenda's never met a white person before in his life.
No, I haven't. Hi, where is your Arnold Palmer golf clubs, please?
I'm here.
Call me, sir. God damn it.
No, you cannot act a race.
You actually can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Because when people say stuff like that, usually they're referring to you acting like you have, I don't know, like common sense and education.
Well, if you think about it, like that, I was thinking about like acting, like if you on a big screen. But yes, no, I get what you're saying.
No, like me, my whole life, being I'm not proper white,
is not acting yeah, white. Exactly. Okay, because white folks are rednecks.
Okay. What?
This hillbillies.
This is taking a really bad turn.
I'm joking.
We gotta backpedal out of this.
Look, white people.
Speaking of backpedaling,
hold on.
You hate when you're backing up and people don't want to?
Don't even get me started. God damn it. Oh my God.
And people don't want to stop, and even though they see you backing out of a space.
This is why I put this on the list, because when I was going to get pizza for your fucking birthday, you see me backing. You see my lights on, and I'm backing up. Why would you speed up behind me?
Yeah.
Next time, I'm gonna ram this shit.
Why not? Probably no.
I have the right of way. I have the right of way.
I don't think you do.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Since when?
Forever. That's the law.
I don't think so.
If I'm backing up, you see my lights. Why the fuck would you just decide?
I don't think that means that you have the right of way.
I kind of feel like it does. I'm just gonna take the chance.
And when the police come, officer, I had the right of way. I was backing out of this space.
Exactly.
No.
That's my argument.
No, because it's like when you come to a three-way, well, I'm trying to think.
Like a through, what?
Okay, so you know how like sometimes there'll be a through street and it crosses a not through street? Okay. The people on the through street have the right of way.
Mm.
So the people going down the aisle have the right of way.
Whoever gets there first has the right of way. That's how I see it.
I mean, you were there. Okay, I guess.
That I'm bug. Sick of these goddamn bugs. Flew right in
no.
my face.
If anyone knows, put in the comment below who has the right of way when you're walking. What?
When you're backing,
backing out of a space.
I honestly feel like the person that's backing up has a right of way.
That doesn't
you
make
should
sense.
Wait. Yeah, I'm already proceeding and backing up.
Yeah.
If you see my lights, that doesn't mean that you continue to speed behind a car.
Mm.
You should wait. Your turn. God damn it. That's like if you're making a right turn at a light and you see the nope, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I got the right of way, god damn it.
Okay. Brenton has the right of way because he's Brenton.
No, Tahir, when you're backing up, who has the right of way? You or the person that's trying to get past you? Fuck all that.
Wrong. Nah.
Wrong answer.
Fake news. No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the person.
So
that's
I'm supposed to
her.
Wait for them.
Yeah.
I can't see them coming. If there's cars lined up behind me, and if I'm backing up, I can't see their car.
I mean,
so
you
I'm
know,
backing
whatever.
Up slow.
Take your chances. Go
I'm
ahead and ram their
slow.
Shit. Fuck it.
Fucking children driving nowadays. Who the fuck gave them licenses?
Was it a kid?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just assuming.
I was gonna say because grown old people do that shit too.
Yo, when I go to Orange County. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Tahir sees this, but in Santa Margarita,
yeah,
there are like teenage babies driving fucking Mercedes Benz.
What's a teenage baby?
I don't know, just children.
So a teenager,
high schoolers.
Okay, teenagers.
Driving like Benz and Bentleys and shit out there.
Yeah, when you got fucking money, that's what you got.
Yeah, when I had my Sentra going to the gas station, and I was like, damn. Like I felt like
embarrassed.
Shit. Yeah, I was fucking embarrassed.
That's actually genuinely how I feel in South Pass, like where I work when driving my Hyundai. Especially considering like I don't wash it all the time, so sometimes it'd be really dusty. And the kids that I like nanny for, not really nanny, I babysit for or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like. They're judging me so hard, even though I'm sure their car doesn't look like they have a regular like fucking, I don't know, RV or something.
Yeah.
But RAV4, I mean, but I don't know. I just feel like my car is dirty and they're all looking at it like, damn, this hoe.
Yeah. That's why I keep my shit really clean, especially since it's all black and got tinted windows. What'd you say? What did
you say? He said, if you have a cheap car, you got to keep it clean. I don't have time for that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just too much. And you can't... I'm not going through a car... The fucking gas station car washes,
the
they messed up my
wash,
shit.
Didn't even help.
Yeah, no, it messed up my shit. And your dad... It made perfect sense. I think your dad told me this or the people that came and did my car. When you go through those car washes, your car is already hot.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's been... The sun's beaming on that shit, so it's really, really hot.
Okay.
When those machines start throwing chemicals on your car, the heat from your car and the chemicals, it's staining your car. I didn't see it in my Sentra because the Sentra is silver. I don't think I went through the car wash too much with that car anyway. I like did the dollar hand washer. You had to go and pay, do it yourself. But I did this shit all the time on my Jeep, and I never paid attention to that shit because it was silver. The panels and stuff on the car, they got like they faded and everything. But in this black car that I have, that was the issue. It wasn't that the dealership didn't do the DuPont shit correct. It was that time we went to the Chevron station before we went to Vegas.
So what is it doing? What is the chemicals they're cooking onto your car?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Since they're not wiped off immediately. They like get sprayed on the car, and then it just drips down. And so while the car is like fucking hot, and the chemicals are hot too, I guess it's just staining in the car. And then it gets washed up. I don't know. Your dad was saying some stuff like that, but it makes sense to me. The guy that came and did my car on Saturday.
The more you know.
Yeah. So
insert rainbow meme here.
So do not go through those car washes, you guys, unless you want your car fucked up, then go through them while you want to.
Or if you don't have time and you really need a quick wash.
Stop being fucking lazy. Go to a hand wash place on a weekend or something and get your car washed.
That's expensive, though.
It is, but it's worth it. It's to care for your car.
I went to the one.
The Azusa one is trash.
I'm about to shout them out right now because I want no one to ever spend a dime there. The hand car wash on fucking Citrus and Arrow Highway in, I guess it would be technically Azusa.
Yeah. But
it could be. Covina might be. I don't know. Whatever. I spent $120.
I'm sorry?
To get it detailed. My seats were still stained. They left, there was like bird poop on the side of the door.
Did y'all get your money back?
No, because they like literally, okay, so we went at like 1 p.m. They closed at like 8. And they're like, well, we have 2 other cars that are getting a full detail today, so it's going to take all day. We'll call you when it's ready. We were like, okay. They called us at like 8 o'clock to tell us that it was ready, first of all.
What the fuck?
Yeah, 8 p.m. There's one person there, doesn't speak English at all. And we're just like, okay, whatever. We take the keys and we call them the next day. We call them literally for a week.
Yeah.
And they were just like, well, I mean, that could have happened after you guys left. We don't know.
And sure, at 8 o'clock at night because birds are still flying around shitting on cars.
I was like, whatever. I will never go there again. Garbage.
Well, that goes 2 places. The Azusa car wash.
The one on Arrow and Azusa. Yeah.
That's trash as well.
Just everything in Azusa is garbage. I paid like 35,
close to $40 to get my car washed. This wasn't even like a full detail, but it was like, I think it was wax on other bullshit too with it. I'm expecting my car to be looking good. It's a black car, so I'm expecting it to be looking really good.
Right.
Fucking honk honk, ready. Come over and look at the car. I'm like, all right, cool. There is streaks all on the inside. When I officially drive away, you can see water stains on the mirrors and the windows. I'm like, this is some bullshit, man. They're lazy as fuck. Yeah. I think what it is the dirty. They're using dirty towels.
Yeah.
No, they're not getting clean towels. So
true.
I use the one at my job now. Like when I go and drive all the way downtown. Let's go down to P5 and let them wash my car. It's like $16.
At like your actual job, they have a car wash?
Yeah. And the full detail is like $50. So that's not bad.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. He asked to one time, he's like,
how much was the detail that you did this weekend?
It wasn't detail.
Oh.
Oh, no. That guy was through the insurance for DuPont.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's an eco-friendly car wash in Pasadena. On Green Street in the garage. So I would say go to the Apple store one day, just chill in there, go fucking to a restaurant and get your car washed by people.
Oh yeah, let's go. There are discounts. We can go to Yard House.
There are discounts. Oh yeah, we could go to Yard House. There are discounts also if you go on Groupon. Search up Eco Spa or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
The eco-friendly car wash in Pasadena, California.
They do a fucking bomb ass job on your car.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. And they don't use a whole lot of water, which is weird to me.
That's the part that makes it eco-friendly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so funny. Filter? Yeah, it is. It's on the back. Funny story.
Ew.
I went to get my nails done one day, and I paid like $80 to get my nails done, which is not out of the ordinary for me. But anyways, I came out of the nail salon. Okay, relax. Came out of the nail salon, and there was a card on my car for a detailing company, and I looked around at the all the other cars, and literally mine was the only one that had it on there.
Because your shit was dirty.
Yeah, and like, no, when I say my shit was dirty, like, the layer of dirt was so thick, like, it was really bad. I was kind of embarrassed, but also I was like, I just spent $80 on my nails, so my car is not that important.
You care more about your nails than you do your car.
Yeah, my nails and toes are popping, so who cares about the car?
Before we move on, I just want to let everybody, we're not racist, okay? We love all races, we love all people, okay? So please don't take offense to anything we said earlier.
Yeah, we all jokes. We all jokes.
And if you can't joke, then you a sad motherfucker, so get a life. Gang, gang.
Taylor has a like this strip of white across his forehead, I guess, from wearing a hat all day.
That's sweat.
It's a tan. That's embarrassing. That's I'm so sorry. That's nasty. That's ugly. Anyways, yeah. I just had to say that because I noticed it right now and it was making me laugh.
You know what I noticed this morning?
What?
Trying to brush my hair, comb my hair. I need a fucking haircut. I think my hairline is receding.
Well.
And it's really fucking sad.
That happens to people.
Yeah.
All of my siblings, but including Rain, all of their fucking hairlines are receding.
My fucking barber. Though.
I'm amazing.
My barber is like way up in Glendale or further out that way.
Because you can't find a barber out here?
Well, he was my dude. It's hard just to find a fucking barber, especially with cutting black hair.
I guess that's like a guy thing because I'm like.
It's difficult trying to find somebody to cut your hair, especially if you black. Like Latinos and white people, I don't know if they have anything specific. Huh?
They can't cut black people hair?
Who?
Latinos and white people.
Not all. Like this dude that was cutting my hair, he was Latino, but he did a fucking good job. When he first started, it was a little shaky, but then he like hooked my shit up.
Oh, at least he didn't fuck your shit up like Tahir's barber.
Well, the barber that I go to now, he'd be fucking my shit up all the time. I told him to like don't touch the top. But cut the sides. Mm-hmm.
So like he a blade. Like
he didn't cut the top, but he left like all of this shit in the back.
Ew.
Just all hair, and I was like, God damn! Like it looked so uneven.
That's funny.
So now I got to go find a barber again. Yeah, I know. Tahir's had some fucked up barbers.
I could fuck your shit up just like the rest of them. So
I don't want my shit fucked up. That's the problem. What the fuck? It'd probably be cheaper.
I thought that's what guys like.
You know how much
like
my fucking haircut costs? It's like $30.
That's a out. You can pay me $30.
$30 for a goddamn haircut. Tahir, how much is your haircut? Your haircuts?
They better be free for the way they be fucking.
Oh,
here's
a 32. Damn, y'all getting expensive out there. Shit, if y'all gonna charge me $30, y'all better do a goddamn good job. $30 is expensive. Heaven for it. Haircuts used to cost me like $15, $12.
Yeah, inflation.
Yeah, fuck. They went up like.
I mean, I don't feel bad because girls got it worse, you know. Because we got to pay, like, at least $100 for
our
hair.
Ain't nobody said y'all can't wash your own hair at home.
Wash it. You have to get it colored, dyed.
That's your choice to do all the extra shit.
If you get it cut. I realize that I said colored and dyed, which are the same thing.
Well, okay, regardless, colored and having your hair colored is your own personal decision.
Having your hair cut is your own personal decision.
Not really. I can't go to work looking like a slave.
You could.
No. I already look like that right now. I need to get that shit. And then I looked in the mirror the other day, and I have like facial hair coming in. Like,
yeah, at least it's not scraggly. I hate when guys have scraggly facial hair.
I want to win. Maybe because I'm drinking a lot of water.
Your beard is growing.
Yeah, wouldn't that make sense?
I'm pretty sure it grows whether you drink water or not.
I haven't had it growing like this before though. Mm. Like it's starting to grow in better. Yeah,
that's nice.
But I'm about to cut it off because it looks like it looks
Jair
a fucking
has
mess.
A really nice beard.
Well, he's Mexican.
What does that mean?
Mexicans grow their beards out really fast.
Anthony's Mexican.
No, they don't. They have nasty beards.
No, I'm just saying
Anthony's
hair grows.
Anthony's Mexican.
But he's also
Ecuadorian.
Yeah,
he's which a, is what?
It's like, isn't he like Nazi part kind of?
Is he part Nazi?
I'm joking.
He has some German in him, apparently. Yes.
But white guys
grow the best beards.
But the problem with Anthony is that he picks his hair. And so when he starts picking in those spots, that's why it's not going to ever grow in.
I don't think that's why his beard looks like that. I think it's
maybe
just,
it's not eating well. Well, he is vegetarian.
It's always been like that, though. Like,
I don't know. True. Maybe just stressed out.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's life. We all get stressed sometimes.
If you have a really nice beard, we want to interview you. We want to talk about how you.
Damn, can we interview the people that we already asked to interview first? No one's hitting us first. We asked to interview individuals that were assholes.
We have to interview Isaac.
Who the fuck is Isaac?
That is going to be our guest.
Isaac.
No.
Who's Isaac?
He's the person that told me that he wanted to be. I don't know how to
say his last name. What's his last name?
Villaseñor.
No, it's not Villaseñor. That's Joey.
Villanueva.
What's Isaac's last name?
Viegas.
Viegas. Viegas.
Okay.
Viegas. Viegas.
No, Isaac.
Viegas.
Shut up. It's not even Italian. Why are you saying it like that?
I can't.
The Isaac I'm talking about is the Isaac that asked to be interviewed on Snapchat.
What does he look like?
I showed you him.
Did you?
Long red hair. Isaac, if you're listening to this, don't worry, buddy. We're trying to figure out a time and
where does
place.
He live?
All good questions.
This guy wants to be interviewed.
He lives in California.
He lives in California.
He lives in Southern California, within Southern 50 California. Miles of here, because that is the radius that I put on.
So
Bumble.
He could possibly live in Victorville.
That's not that far.
I'm not driving to Victorville.
Okay, we can meet him somewhere in between.
This Isaac guy. This Isaac guy.
I'm pretty sure he lives in Los Angeles, though.
Isaac lives in Russia.
Los Angeles. Not Isaac Viegas. Not Isaac Vegas. Okay? I'm calling him Isaac Vegas.
Isaac Vegas.
Isaac Vegas.
Yep.
He should be on the podcast, though.
He should.
Yeah.
Miss that kid.
Yeah, we really miss you, Isaac. You probably don't listen to this.
He probably definitely does not listen to this.
I think he does, actually.
He sent me a Snapchat listening.
Yeah, he said that he likes listening to it. Yeah. So shout out to Isaac.
He listens to this, to Key.
He does?
Yeah.
What?
He asked me if he could sample it, and I was like, yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Nigga, why didn't you ever say something to me?
Yeah, to Key.
He don't talk to me about the podcast. Little punk ass.
He definitely posts videos of him listening to it on Snapchat.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'd never really get to see him.
We want you on the podcast.
Yeah. So next time you come, why didn't you come over to the birthday party, first of all?
Well, because he worked. He told me that he worked.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. I did. You did tell me that. And I said I was going to go out and go pick him up and surprise him.
Yeah. So, Tacky.
I ended up getting drunk. Obviously, you heard the story.
Very drunk. Tacky, we want you on the show. So, Brenton's going to pick you up this weekend. Cancel your work plans.
You can't really cancel work plans.
Oh.
That's not how that works.
Oh, okay.
Because you're working?
You call your job up and you say, today's canceled.
Yeah, but if you do tell me a day that you want to come over the weekend, then I can drive in on Friday and pick you up and then just take you back home on Sunday
whatever
or Monday.
Whatever day you have to work.
Yeah, Monday morning you can ride on downtown with me.
If you could just stop working, though.
Stop talking, because he needs to make money. What are you talking about?
Okay, so do I, but I also want to quit.
Just because we don't like our jobs, I mean, everybody else got to quit their jobs. Can I apologize to your coworkers if they listen to this? Do they listen to this?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I didn't mean to be disrespectful to any of them if I was.
I know one of my students do.
Uh-huh.
One of my students does. I told you at the beginning of this episode.
Oh,
stop
saying, don't say that.
What?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm about to just shout them out.
No, please don't say his name.
You know who you is, kid.
Yeah, you do. And I'm going to slap...
No, she's not going to do it.
I'm going to slap my knee.
Yeah.
Every time I have to tell you to stop talking about it in front of people. I almost said his name right now.
Yeah, I gave you a sweatshirt, homie. Like, chill.
Chill.
Okay? Chill.
Like,
you want
for
another
real.
One? I give you another one if you stop talking.
Shut your damn mouth.
Yeah, shut your mouth. Okay, shut your mouth.
I'm just kidding. Please, like, don't tell your mom or anything. Stop listening to this right now. You should have stopped listening to this like
a long time
30
ago.
Minutes, 45 minutes ago. I don't know how long
we're
this
not 45
is.
Minutes in.
Oh, okay, whatever. However many minutes in, you should have stopped listening to it at the beginning.
This is not for this is for a certain audience. You know, I mean, but technically, you know,
I mean, you know, he's.
They hear so much more shit at school from their friends.
No, you should hear the types of things he. Never mind. It's gonna get, anything I say right now is going to come out really bad.
Yeah,
for you, so
stop talking. Just stop talking, okay? But I'm just saying, I think because, what was it, Shanice or somebody in the past, like we were talking or whatever, and I said, You trying to filter us at home. Mm-hmm. These kids bring this stuff home to us and tell us because they hear so much more from their friends.
Yeah,
school's bad. School's bad.
School is very bad.
School's bad. It's not school, actually. It's the private kids school at worse. School is bad. Yeah, of course. Hell yeah, it is. Because these kids are, they got like.
See, because in public school, I didn't know.
You're exposed to everything.
Okay. So the first time I ever heard the word lesbian, do you remember the show MTV's Undressed?
Kind of.
Okay, well, I don't know. They said the word lesbian. And so
were there lesbians on the show?
I guess.
Had to be.
There must have been. But
I was in Undressed because there was one character that was always dressed in preppy shit and she was a bitch.
Probably.
She was my favorite.
I don't remember the show. I just remember that I used to sneak and watch it.
Oh, maybe this is not the same show.
Anyways, on one of the episodes, they said the word lesbian. And I was in seventh grade, and I went to school, and I was like,
Did you say I'm a lesbian?
No, I thought a lesbian was someone that had sex before. So, because they kept saying this one girl, oh, she's a lesbian. And I was like, that just means she's had sex before. And they were like, no, it doesn't. I mean, she likes girls. And I was like, no. You guys are dumb. That's not what that means at all.
I watch MTV, okay? So I think I know what I'm talking about.
Now I feel so stupid. That was in seventh grade. What a loser.
Well, I used to think like a cereal box killer was somebody that went around like murdering cereal
boxes.
Yeah. And I was like, who the fuck? Like, why are you wasting your time? That's so evil. Yeah. Like, this shit's expensive, homie. You can't just be going around. Expensive.
I spent $2.99 on that box. It's not even. Have you noticed that cereal boxes are smaller now?
They're smaller and they cost $5.
And they'll be like family size, but it's the size of a regular cereal box.
It's little tiny little pack that you can get a like mini in one. Man, it's crazy how much shit costs. Like the Oreo ridiculous. Packs.
They've gotten smaller.
That shit is
they're
ridiculous.
Square now.
But this has happened. This has happened like 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
When you guys were in Covina, that shit, we noticed it then.
Yeah.
That's when we just stopped buying Oreos because I'm like, y'all trying to, they fucking up people. No, I stopped buying Oreos. Oreos are gross, by the way.
I haven't purchased any junk food in a really long time.
The ones that Gino gets every now and then, like, I'll have some, but I'm not a really big fan of Oreos.
I try them, but usually I'm not a fan. The cinnamon bun ones. Those ones are pretty good.
Yeah. What I couldn't do was the 4th of July ones. You eat them and they start popping in your mouth.
Those are so cool though. I was about them only because they had the Pop Rocks in them.
Nah, it was too much. That was way too goddamn much.
Speaking of Pop Rocks and stuff, Taco Bell had, I don't know, this conversation is just going all types of crazy places.
I heard a radio commercial about that shit.
Yeah, they have a freeze with Pop
Are they
Rocks
trying to murder
it.
People?
No, it's actually so cool.
But when I was a kid, my whole fear was getting that shit stuck in your throat.
Oh my god, I loved
because they
Rocks
said if
so
they
much.
Pops in your throat, then it can cause damage.
Yeah, that shit. They lied.
I'm
that
not.
Was just that was loser parents trying to get kids to stop having fun.
That's probably true, but I don't trust that shit. I'm good. I'm good. Pop Rock. Taco Bell is not good to begin with.
Taco Bell is not good to begin with.
This Taco Bell is low-key fire out here in Fontana.
Fuck this Taco Bell.
They make good food sometimes.
Literally, they mess up every fucking time.
Nah, my orders are always good.
Well, I don't know then. Maybe it's just me because I swear to God, everything I go to out here, they mess my shit up every single time.
Do you give them attitude?
I don't. Like, I am so nice to people that give me service on purpose because I know I used to work in fast food. I worked at Chipotle. I worked at Target retail. I worked at Massage Envy. I worked Disneyland. I know that customers can be shitty sometimes. So I purposely do my best to not be a shitty customer. And I feel like sometimes they don't give a fuck. They just be having a bad day, which like I get it. I know I had bad days before, but if there was a customer, even if I was having a bad day, if there was a customer that was trying to be nice to me, I would always get my shit together and be like, okay, I don't need to be rude to them. They didn't do anything to me. It was that bitch before them.
Exactly.
But whatever. I feel
if you work in customer service, understand the job that you didn't sign up for.
Right.
Okay. Don't keep your baggage at home. Like, don't bring that shit to work.
Or
because you make everybody
else's
day terrible.
Even if someone brings it to you, like a customer comes in and they want to have an attitude with you,
yeah, dust your shoulder off,
slide off your back. It's not worth it. They're not worth it. They're garbage. they're having a garbage day, or maybe they're just garbage in general.
There are some people that can't.
Let them be garbage, and you keep living your life happy and free, and not free, because usually if you work in retail or fast food, you a slave.
Yeah.
But one day you'll be out of there.
There are some people that just don't have the strength to do it. When I was in, going back to the Florida
Disney World. Sorry.
Magic Kingdom. She's a good friend of mine now, but I don't know if she listens to this podcast.
Monique's FaceTiming me. Should I answer it?
Yeah, answer it.
Oh, missed it. Oh, well.
We were doing crowd control this day. And with crowd control is like you got to stand in the front and people have to have their food in their hand before they can go sit down in the restaurant to eat. Because people would try to bring in their own personal food and sit down in our restaurant that was cool because we had air conditioning and eat their food. And we're like, nah.
Sorry.
This is for paying customers only. Yeah. Thank you. You want to eat your food? You can eat on the patio.
Yeah.
You can go sweat.
You can go outside the park and you eat on those picnic tables that we set up for you guys.
So people come in and just yelling at us. They be yelling at us like, what the fuck you mean I can't blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Have a magical day, ma'am.
You have to have that face on.
Got to be on stage.
That's life.
But this one girl, she couldn't take it. She ran to the back.
Yeah.
I had to give her like a prep talk.
Aww.
But she was good. We became good friends.
After
but yeah, I just, there are just some people that just need the, they need the encouragement for it. And I told her, you can get out there and do it. Like, fuck these people. Like, you're just here to do your job. They're having a bad day because it's hot outside. Right. They're hungry. Understand that shit, but you good, you strong.
For some reason,
breathe.
When people spend money, they feel like they're entitled to behave a certain way.
Especially when they go to places like Disney World.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, you spent your money to get in. Okay, yeah, you're spending your money to get food, but like,
understand that we are still workers.
That doesn't give you the right to be disrespectful to anyone. Like, I don't know.
We're not slaves to the park.
It drives me crazy that people just.
And if you're one of those people, can you please fix your attitude? Don't be that way.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that work at Disney World and Disneyland, they like that job. They went to that job for a reason. They're Disney fans.
Yeah.
And y'all fucking it up for everybody.
You're ruining it.
Yeah. So stop being assholes.
Don't be that guy.
One of the reasons why I didn't want to work at the Disneyland park, because I feel like people in California are a lot ruder than people that go to Florida. We get a lot of tourists in Florida.
There's a lot of tourists in
Disneyland. But there are a lot of locals here as well.
Yeah.
But out there
were there no locals in Disney World?
I mean,
World?
I don't think that there were a whole lot, but because you get more like large groups of people like from Spain.
Yeah.
Like it was fucking ridiculous.
We got a lot of Australians at Disneyland.
Yeah. A lot of family reunions. What I always got a kick off reunions. Was babies.
Not that I know of.
I never understood that shit.
Babies
going to the park. I'm like, this child's not going to remember nothing they've seen here today.
Yeah, it's true.
Why y'all wasting y'all money? But the babies getting it for free, don't they?
Yeah, I think like under two or something like that.
Yeah,
for free.
But still like their first experience. Yeah. No.
I think my mom took me to Disneyland for the first time when I was like 18 months.
What?
Apparently, I hated it. I cried on every single ride except... So I would cry and then she would give me boob and then I would go to sleep and then it would be fine. But when we got on It's a Small World, I got ready to start crying, got in her lap like, all right, mom, let's pull them out. Pull out
that titty.
And then the boat went into the tunnel and I heard the music and then I just got hella lit and I was just like bouncing and clapping along. So till this day, It's a Small World is my favorite ride at Disneyland. Yeah.
That's a good ride. That's the ride you go to when you're like fucking tired.
Yeah.
You're done walking around the park. You just want to relax. It's nice and cool in there.
It is nice and
cool. The little things
and
are kind of freaky sometimes.
You get a little cultural...
Enlightenment.
But not really. I feel like it's still kind of racist.
It's the way that Walt Disney saw the world, okay?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't really... I'm not a... You know it's a bomb ride. It's not there anymore, but what was a bomb ride, they changed it. It was Soarin' Over California. That ride was amazing. Now it's like Soarin'
Over the World or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it's really cool.
It goes more places than California.
It's really cool. And they have...
And the wind blows on you.
Yeah,
like,
and you get sense. You get sense as well. It's really cool.
It's a good ride. I would pay money to go to Walt Disney World, to go to California Adventure just to get on that.
We should save money and go to Florida. I think we should take a trip to Florida.
Calm your ass down.
Yeah. Mom got a resort in Florida too?
No, we can go to Disneyland though.
No, I want to go to Disney World.
I don't want to go to Disney World.
Why not? No. That whole shoot to kill shit don't happen in Orlando.
Oh, what?
Yeah. When that's where Trayvon Martin died.
Oh, in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot to kill.
And best believe, if I would have known that shit before I went out there, I wouldn't have went. Because my bold ass was walking around like at 3 in the morning to go to Walgreens.
When I went to New York, I was doing that. I was walking around at 3 o'clock in the morning by myself as a woman. And
yeah, because you're not a man.
I was never afraid. It's weird. But except, did we talk about my trip to New York at any point on the podcast? Well, let me tell you guys a story then. I went to Madame Tussauds. I might have talked about it. I don't know. I feel like I might have. But anyways, I went to Madame Tussauds wax museum, right? And there, a few of the employees were like hitting on me so hard. But one of them.
Did you report it to the police?
I should have reported it to the managers.
Well, did you have any bruises?
No. Shut up. You're annoying. They were trying to get at me. Anyways, so one of them, though, was like on me so heavy, like more than any of the other ones. I swear to God, he was following me around the whole entire museum because he would like leave, go behind a door, and then I would go to another floor, and then he would show up there, and I'd be like, what the fuck? So he kept asking me for my number. Finally, I was like, okay, you know what? He's not going to leave me alone. Let me give him my number. So I gave him my number. I couldn't give him a fake one because he was like, text me right now. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a creepy dude.
Here you go. I texted him. And then the moment I walked out, blocked it because he was like, all right, I'm off in like 20 minutes, so I'll see you like after. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I blocked the number and I ran.
He was trying to make you a slave or a hooker or something. I don't
know. He was trying to sell me.
Hey, I watched an episode of, I think it was Law and Order. Where some white girl went to New York and some dude bumped into her and she's getting robbed or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Some black guy came to her rescue. Not that, you know, black guy anything to do with it, but the guy came to her rescue and whatever. And they start going out on a date and whatever and start liking each other. And all of a sudden, he's like, selling her pussy. Yeah. Fucking crazy. And this bitch.
All of them told me that they were from Queens too. Of course she was. All of them told me that they were from Queens, so when I had the chance to go on a tour of the whole city, like of all the boroughs, I was like, I'm going to stay out of Queens. I'm scared I might run into them.
And you want to go back?
Yeah, but I want to live in Brooklyn, so. If anyone wants to move to New York with me.
Why Brooklyn?
Let's go. Why Brooklyn?
Yep.
It's cheaper than Manhattan, but not as ghetto. I'm sorry, that was rude. It's on the come up. They're gentrifying.
There are some parts everywhere that's ghetto. You can say that.
Yeah. Well, they're gentrifying there, so.
Yeah, happens.
So the rent is going up, but so are the neighborhoods. But the rent is still nowhere near Manhattan's rent. You okay?
I'm sorry. I there's a notification here. First of all, shout out to Puerto Rico. Like, you're in my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Because they just went through Hurricane Irma.
Yeah.
And fucking Maria decides she wants to come through and like fuck they shit up some more.
Yep.
Like, Jesus Christ. It was a Category 5 earthquake at 5 o'clock today.
Hurricane. Yeah.
And now it's at Category 4. Wow. But nobody's fucking talking about Puerto Rico.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's really sad.
The way these things are going right now, like they're happening to all these poverty.
Yeah.
Whatever. These countries, places that are in poverty. They can't afford the disaster. They can't afford to come back from it. So, really, when you see those things, like help to donate to blah, 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 you really should.
I'm more adamant about the Puerto Rico situation, though, because that's a U.S. territory. Because it's a U.S. territory, and we treat them like they're nothing over there. Yeah, and it's really fucked up.
The United States treats all of its territories, like Guam, like it's nothing.
That's a territory of the U.S. too?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's really fucked up. Why even go over there and try to like be like, we're taking if you ain't going to take care of it.
All of those like Caribbean islands and stuff that people like go on vacations to,
yeah,
a lot of them are in poverty and like all these resorts that are there and stuff. It's just like the Indian lands here with the casinos and stuff. Like you think, like, oh, they have money because, you know, they have all of these properties on the people that are spending. They don't get that money. They don't see it at all.
So disgusting. So, United States, step your game up.
Literally every country that owns an island that
you well, we don't live have. In those other countries.
Well, but I'm just saying, yes, like Great Britain too, owns other ones. I can't think of the name of right now.
I don't know whose fault that is, though.
But whatever. The point
Parliament?
Is... Parliament? Whatever.
Step your game up.
Whatever.
But no. I was doing that facial expression because there was another... It was an article by CNN or somebody talking about Equifax knew about the breach in March.
Breach of?
Where have you been? You been living up under a rock?
I don't like to watch the news.
They're all people's information was compromised.
Oh, yes, I did hear about that actually.
But they knew about it in March. We're hearing about it in September.
Wow.
Like, that's a fucking mess. It's kind of like the Yahoo situation, though.
Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo had security breached as well.
Did they?
Yeah, right before the Verizon buyout.
Wow.
So Verizon now owns Yahoo, by the way. And Verizon also owns AOL.
Of course they do.
They're the swooping up companies.
Verizon. Verizon's like the new...
Apple.
Yeah. The new McDonald's.
Wouldn't that be cool if they joined forces? Apple and Verizon. Mm-hmm. They would fuck up.
Now that I'm on Verizon, I'm down for it. When I was on Sprint, I wasn't about it. But now,
Verizon's a shit.
For sure.
Yeah. See, told y'all Verizon's a shit. Tahir, how you liking Verizon?
It's better now.
Yep. See, he can hear everybody now.
Can you hear me now?
I love that.
I hate that, actually.
Yeah, I love that shit.
It throws me off so hard.
It's only Verizon
phones,
though.
Only Verizon people.
Yeah. The Sprint people, like, it rings like four times before they actually ring to their phone.
Yeah, if you call mom, it'll ring forever. But if you call dad or any of the other people in this
family. It's like family. You dial a number, hello?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, you barely let it ring, talk. Please. I got to prepare my statement.
Seriously, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, you like that. It really do.
Okay. How about that iPhone 8, though? I'm really excited. I get it on Friday.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You get it on Friday?
Yeah. This I pre-ordered. Friday? Yeah, I pre-ordered it.
Wait, it's not out until October.
No, the iPhone 8 is out this week.
And the iPhone 10
is out
in October?
In October.
Oh.
I'm not getting that shit. What the fuck for?
I don't want either of them. Who the... Why? Why, Apple? Why did it make sense to you to make that phone all glass?
It's a sturdy
front
glass.
I don't give a fuck. I bet you. I promise you that shit will break.
Give it a chance.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let everyone else get it for now, and then if it doesn't, then in December I'll decide.
If Rain can sustain, if she can hold on to her phone until December, then I think that's a good enough judgment for you.
If Rain.
Yeah, Rain's getting the 8 too. Yeah.
On Friday.
And her dumbass, she wants to get a plus.
No.
She's gonna break it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean,
with AppleCare Plus, okay. she gets two replacements. So,
no, I know.
Or not replacements, but fixes.
When I had, before I got the Plus, when I had the 6S, and then I got the 7 Plus. But with the 6 and the 6S, I was like, the Plus is so big, that's so unnecessary. And it took me a second to get used to it when I got the 7 Plus. But now that I have it, I feel like every time I see just a regular seven,
like it could fit
all
in your hand.
That shit is fucking small. What are you watching on? You can't even do anything on it.
Even more than that, like the other devices, the 4, the 5.
Oh my gosh, they're like little babies.
These are tinies.
I'm crushing it in my whole hand. My whole hand's wrapping around. No, my hands aren't that big. They're still like struggling to hold it, but still, I'm like, it's so small.
And
I need my whole.
This is why I'm not going
to reach my elbow.
This is one of the reasons why I wasn't going to get the 10 is because it's the same size as the 8 and the 7 and the 6.
What's different about it?
It's just all screen. There's no button.
Oh, so the 8 has a button.
The 8 has a button, yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen the 8. I heard that the 8
looks exactly like this.
And the 10 both have glass backs.
Yeah. So the
stupid.
8 is exactly the same.
Does the 8 come in gold?
It's only silver, gold, and space gray.
So it does come in gold.
Yeah.
So the answer to my question is yes.
Yes. Ryan's going to get a gold, so you get to see it. It looks really nice, actually.
I don't know.
I got the fucking space gray, and I'm kind of regretting it. I should have got silver. Mm. Nobody likes the space gray.
I don't like space gray. Like, it's black. Call it
Why
what it is.
Why didn't you do this? Like, I... Fucking matte black? That would have been fucking dope.
Yeah.
On glass. Maybe this didn't look right. Yeah. But that space gray shit is ugly.
What color is that one?
This is matte black.
Oh.
Yeah. Anybody interested, I'm selling my iPhone, $700.
iPhone 7 Plus.
Yeah, iPhone 7 Plus, 128 gigabytes, $700.
Wow, only 128 gigabytes?
128?
That's so little.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, I have the 256.
I've had it almost a year, not even.
And you haven't filled it up?
Because I got it like in April. No, not even close.
I have 6,000 videos on my phone.
And you're full?
No.
And you have how big is your phone?
256.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm getting the 256, A Plus.
It doesn't, I don't know. For me, it didn't make sense to get a smaller one. But
only if you don't, okay, so this is my take. If you're thinking about getting an iPhone or whatever other phone, you don't necessarily have to get a phone with a larger capacity. Get the smaller device if you want to save your money. Use cloud services to save all your shit.
I also have the cloud services. I paid $299 for 300 gigs on the cloud. I don't use it.
Why do you need? Oh my God. You only need the 50 gigs and that's just for your backups. That's it. Mm. That's what I use it for. And I use for like camp shit and other stuff too. But
300 gigabytes? I don't want to be at $299. I feel like that's a bargain.
It is, but yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, so that's what I'm saying. If you want to get a smaller capacity device so you can save money, do that.
Nah.
Use the cloud services to back up all your photos because you can do that with iPhone.
You know what's annoying actually is that the shit does it anyway. It goes onto the cloud anyway. And so sometimes I'll be trying to watch a video on my phone.
And you got
to
download
it. And it has to load. And but I'm like, what is this?
What you worried about? You're on Verizon.
It's annoying. You got
coverage everywhere.
It's still annoying. I have to wait even a half a second because it should be on my phone already.
Hey, Sprint guy, can you fucking hear me now? You jackass.
He's like, I don't know you or listen to your
podcast. Gonna fucking leave Verizon and
bitch over the Sprint. I still think that's hilarious, actually.
He's a baby.
But the Verizon spokesperson now is fucking hilarious.
Notice how he shakes all the time? He's the guy from...
He has Parkinson's.
Does he really?
Don't be rude.
Does he really?
I don't know.
That's the guy from Silicon Valley, the show on HBO. Yeah.
I know him from Jake and Amir. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He played a character on there.
Parker, stop! Scratching the goddamn screen, probably.
Anyways, I don't know. I think we should end this now.
Oh yeah, we can, because we gotta go to bed.
Yeah, morning I almost died getting up at 4:30, and I didn't even go to bed that late last night. Actually, I did. I went to bed, but I don't know what I'm saying.
I went to bed at a good time. Actually, no, I didn't. I was trying to wash my clothes, but I still think I went to bed at a good time. But this morning it was not the business, and
okay.
I was on top of somebody that doesn't even talk about it.
Wait, so what? Okay. No, I want to know.
No, that's not important. Yeah, and I want to know what I said to Lauren.
Oh, I'll tell you after we turn this off.
All right, so I guess we're bringing this to a close.
We'll holler at you later.
Once again, I'm selling my iPhone 7 Plus, 128 gigs, matte black. Hit me up. My social networks are below, man. $700, man. I do a terrible Jamaican accent.
Yeah, that was borderline racist.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I'm just
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been another episode of Commas and Periods with your host, Brenton, and...
Heaven.
Peace. We'll see you later, goddammit.
Bye.